This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Coming up, the hometown backers of a previously unfamous golfer who just won the Masters Golf Tournament.
First, President Bush is in Arizona today talking again about an overhaul of U.S. immigration laws. The president is speaking in Yuma on the U.S.-Mexico border. It's a focal point for opponents of illegal immigration. This is the president's latest effort to find some common ground with Democrats in Congress. Joining us to talk about the complex relationship is NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. Ron, welcome back.
Good to be with you, Alex.
So the president is looking for common ground with Democrats because he doesn't have any with Republicans on this issue. This is topic number one for him. What's going on now? What's he saying in his speech?
Well, not so much common ground with the Democrats on other issues, but this is one where he's hoping to make some common cause. First of all, protect the border, protect the border, protect the border. That's why he's down at Yuma, one of the hotspots. And that's really the key to getting some Republicans on board for this. Number two, he still wants a temporary worker program. That starts to get into the controversial area, but that's what business people are looking for. And then third, he wants to hold employers accountable for the workers they hire. This is always a tough rub for all those who try to deal with the immigration question. How do you really go at the employers, the people who hire them, provide the jobs that are the lure that bring people across the border? And then they want to resolve, this is how the White House put it this morning, they want to resolve the status of the millions of illegal immigrants already here. Well, resolving their status is, of course, a huge generalization. Do you send them back to the country of origin before they can apply for any kind of a permanent work visa? Do you simply put them in jail for a period of time and then send them back permanently to their home country? There are many punitive suggestions. And then there are also people who say, look, let's just recognize the reality. These people are here. They have families. Many of their children are citizens. We have to adopt and adapt them to our society. So the last point in the White House plan is let's find ways to assimilate these newcomers into our society.
And are there clear things in these new White House proposals to differentiate it from the policy proposals the last time around?
Not so much on policy, although I do think they're going to lean more heavily in terms of border enforcement right from the beginning, and they're going to try to give some cover to those Republicans who, particularly in the House, were not with them last time around and essentially scuttled negotiations between the House and Senate so that there could not be a bill of any kind in the last Congress. They're going to try to give that kind of protection first to their Republicans and then, of course, to the Democrats they want to lure across on this one as well, especially in the House.
So how are the Democrats? They're now in charge of the House and Senate. Maybe this is actually making it a little easier for the president, at least on this one issue.
I think it gives him his one window of opportunity, but at the same time, it doesn't make it as much easier as you might think. Nancy Pelosi, the House Speaker, is saying, you've got to give me 70 Republican votes to do business in the House. I don't want to pass this with just Democratic votes alone. And over in the Senate, Teddy Kennedy is saying something pretty similar, and he's kind of calling the shots on the immigration issue for the Democrats. So there's a certain amount of talk about bipartisanship, but the Democrats are asking the president to put the Republican votes on the table up front.
Okay, another issue that's coming back for Congress. The Senate is in Washington this week and taking up the issue of federal funding for stem cell research. And this is an issue that the president has talked about before. He's blocked funding. Will this round be different?
It could be, but it looks like they still don't have the votes to override his veto, and the veto was the last word last time around. The House has passed a federal funding bill. The Senate is looking to try to follow through this week, and they have the votes, of course, to pass their bill, but they're a little short of the two-thirds margin they're going to need. So this is going to be another one of those issues in the weeks ahead in which there's a showdown where the president vetoes a bill, and then the Democrats maybe have the votes in the Senate, but surely will not have the votes in the House to provide two-thirds to give full access to human embryos for research purposes.
This is an area, Ron, where states have started to take the lead, pass their own laws. What effect is that going to have on Congress and what happens at the federal level?
I don't think there's any question but that the states going forward on this pulls the federal government along behind them. This is something that is in all likelihood going to happen in the years to come. And if not in this Congress or with this president, just about anybody in the field of presidential candidates out there is likely to be less hostile to this or a little bit more open to the idea of full access to these human embryonic stem cells in the future. So when the states, like not just California, which has been very progressive on this, but even a state such as Missouri comes along wanting to have access to this kind of research, that's a clear indication on the part of the nation as a whole.
Thank you, Ron. NPR's senior Washington editor, Ron Elving, thanks for being with us again. And NPR's Day-to-Day continues in just a moment.